from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Our entire region is under a special air quality statement from Environment Canada and could be for several days due to smoke. It's from wildfires burning in Western Canada being blown into Northern Ontario. Currently, there are no fires in the forests of our coverage area. Details on how to deal with the smoke are on MyTimmonsNow.com. Several governments are promising to boost the amount of money collected by the Canadian Red Cross for people affected by wildfires across the prairies. Ottawa has announced it will match dollar for dollar all donations. Provincial governments in Manitoba and Saskatchewan are following suit. The feds have already sent in Canadian Armed Forces personnel and equipment to northern Manitoba and are prepared to do the same if the Saskatchewan or Alberta governments make similar requests. All 90 seats on board the airplanes are booked for this Saturday's Young Eagles program at the Timmins Airport, but coordinator Noel Belair says there's still a lot of items of interest. Young Eagles is for kids between 8 and 17. One aim is to get them interested in flying.
Aviation in general, whether it be private pilot, commercial pilot, medical examiner, practitioner for pilots, you can get into NAV Canada, you can get into the airport perspective.
Everything is free, although there will be food for sale. Things get off the ground at 9 o'clock. Belair expects everything to be wrapped up by about 1. Federal Internal Trade Minister Chrystia Freeland says she hopes all parties unite to unanimously pass the Liberal government's free trade bill. The legislation to remove all federal impediments to trade between the provinces has yet to be introduced. Freeland says it will come very soon, but Parliament is to start its summer break in less than 3 weeks. Freeland tells CTV that now is a critical moment in Canada's history. It's not a time to dither. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order imposing a 50% tariff on all steel and aluminum exports effective today. The United Kingdom is the only exemption. Its rate remains at the previous level of 25%. Trump says the move is to punish foreign countries that continue to offload low-priced excess steel and aluminum and to boost American steel and aluminum manufacturing. It's estimated that 65% of Canada's steel goes to the U.S. The Canadian branch of the United Steelworkers Union says the higher tariffs will have a devastating impact.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.